This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Brandon Graham in studio with us right now, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Be like Brandon Graham, of course, with Primo Hoagies. You know, BJ obviously and Primo for years teamed up together. Make your game day. Now, Brandon's not allowed to eat, like, on the sideline, like a whole hoagie during, maybe a little sneak it in a little bit. But make your game day where you can eat five hoagies if you want during the game. Make it epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. It's not just an eagle. It's an Eagle legend, Brandon Graham. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
Man, you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good, man, because I know that we're building every day, every week. You know, we're getting better. Yeah, we got some stuff to work on always, but I like our attitude. I like the young guys. I heard y'all's like, yeah, them boys flying around because they understand it even more of where they have to be and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I'm excited.
Can you go ahead, John.
Are you playing your best football right now? I watch you destroy people out there. I mean, you are crushing people. We're talking about, like, people talk about setting the edge. I'm saying, like, BG is taking guys and humiliating them. Driving them, like, they're trying to block them, and BG's just saying and locking them out and just
flattening
them down right into the ball carrier, like making the tackle with the blocker. What gives, man? You're like a super powered human out there, man, doing great things. Are you playing your best football?
I'm just enjoying this with these young boys, and they keeping me on my toes every day, every week. You know what I'm saying? I'm grinding just as much as them, trying to give them everything, because, like I told them, I need them just as much as they need me, and we all in this together. And, man, it's just so cool to just starting to see everybody just focused on their job, having fun out there, because that's another thing. We was just like, man, we gotta show our swag. We got to go out there and do our dances and all that stuff, but we got to make plays in order to do that. And so I think that everybody just up for the challenge, man, because they hear everybody. They hear it all. We can't not hear it in Philly, you know. And so, but at the end of the day, it's what you do. And so I'm just I'm proud in the sense of their attitude, even through some of the storms that we already went through. But we ain't done nothing yet.
Brandon, do you feel that the team rallied last week around your head coach?
I do, because for us to win the game and the way everybody was, you know, acting and critiquing, it's like, all right, well, let's go out here. Let's put one together. Because, I mean, y'all keep us on our toes, too. I mean, as much as everybody might seem sad about a win, it was just like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go show everybody what we already know. Let's just continue to stay focused on what we do. And even with Coach. Coach just stayed focused. He was like, all I could do is put my head down and go to work. And so that's what we did, and it turned out good on Sunday.
Brandon, is that sustainable? You played, it felt like you guys played with more attitude. It felt like you guys were playing, you know, with a chip on your shoulder, in part, like you said, for your coach. Is that sustainable? Like, it's not going to be every week that everyone is up in arms against your coach.
Yep.
Might be almost every week, though.
It might be a lot of weeks.
The way this is, everybody's going to critique on something, but
well, that's
find
the thing.
Something.
It's not this week, though. Like, this week, people are feeling pretty good. You know, is this defense at a point where that we can expect a sustained, even performance again this week instead of the up and down roller coaster?
Well, I think Vic does a great job of talking about, hey, y'all done showed already what y'all can do right here. But, you know, we got to keep that intensity up. He said that before the game, that our defense is going to be about who got the best defense out there, because Giants was in every game that they played this year. You know what I'm saying? And as much as people want to say they wasn't this and that, it's like, boy, this NFL team and them boys is streaky, and they got really good receivers, and I just felt like the guys just was focused, and I think Vic does a great job of keeping that focus. And now moving forward, I know the leadership on this team going to keep it rolling, because All I know is people want got a taste of that success. You know, them sacks on the D-line from guys like Jalix. I know he's going to be excited the next time he get in there. And, you know, Nolan, like everybody's starting to feel a little comfort, you know, and starting to put the work in. And I know the work that they put in is starting to show, but we haven't done nothing yet. You got to stay focused. And it's all about the leadership. And I believe we got some great leaders on this team that's going to keep people focused to keep it sustainable.
BG in studio, Brandon Graham, as he is every Tuesday at this time. You can join us at 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. What's going on, Ed?
Morning, team. Good morning, BG.
Morning.
So it was really interesting. I was listening to Midday Show last week, hearing Hugh Douglas defend Bryce Huff, and I found it really just intriguing. He said, like, there's no way the guy could get 10 sacks and not know how to rush the passer. And I just thought that was a nice little foreshadowing to how he did on Sunday. He's just looking a lot quicker off the ball. Feels like he's starting to hit his stride. So it was really nice to see him. And I don't know of a tackle who can block Nolan Smith if he's that quick off the edge. I mean, it seems like a pretty lethal combo.
I was very impressed with him the other day. I think Nolan Smith, I mean, Brandon just talked about it. I think he has, it looks to me in the last 2 weeks, made strides. Now, where it goes from here, we'll see. But it's been a jump.
Brandon brought up Jalix Hunt also. I mean, Jalix Hunt ended up getting in there and he got a sack. Mm-hmm. Like, he's doing stuff. That's good.
That generates
some confidence that next time he's out there, he
sure.
can.
But I will. But Ed, I will say this to be even keeled about this. Brandon, who has previously announced that this will be his last season of pro football, may have a better chance to be in an Eagles-Giants game next year than Daniel Jones. So my point is, a little bit of a grain of salt. Brandon may not comment on that, but let's be real. Daniel Jones stinks! That guy stinks!
He's not good.
I got to really see what you were saying last week, so I can't really say. Let me see what
you were
saying.
All right, James, I need a roll.
I'm shocked Brandon's not going to echo your statement, you know?
All right, James Seltzer. Who has a better chance to be in an Eagles-Giants game next year, Brandon Graham or Daniel Jones?
I think it's BG, and it's not even close. Yeah.
I believe you feel that now. I want to see what you say.
All right, Ed, I'm sorry. We keep yapping over you. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, and real quick, Ben Davis, we were over at my brother-in-law's house, and my niece's husband brought over Mets cornhole boards. And I told my 2-year-old daughter, don't touch those. They're yucky. Of course, she didn't listen to me, but I feel like I had to, like, instill that was not, it was just, I still felt triggered. I wasn't,
it was a learning moment.
I like it.
Yeah, teaching moment.
Raising them right.
Yeah.
The problem is there's so many teams in recent years that have knocked the Phillies out. They're going to have a rivalry with everyone coming up in the next couple of years. I mean, this year, we got the Braves, we got the Dodgers. Not that they knocked them out, but they're annoying. Like, Ben, I don't even know Yankees, Dodgers, who to root for.
The Dodgers, obviously.
I don't know.
No, I'm rooting for the Yankees.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah. I root for Aaron Boone.
Why? Because he is an Eagles fan, for what it's worth.
And James, for what it's worth, the Phillies have had a lot more history through the years with the Dodgers than
the
Yankees.
Yankees.
I understand
man.
That.
And also,
but
the Yankees have won, like, the Yankees have won so much more than the Dodgers.
I know.
The Yankees need another one.
Yeah,
Mario,
I can't do it. And New York in general, like, I don't care about LA. Let them do their thing out there. Like,
whatever. Ed, give me a great answer. What's the best scene ever with a doctor in a movie or a show?
My patients are suicidal. Well, they're not going to feel a lot better if you get yourself clipped. Melfi and Tony Soprano.
Which scene?
The scene where she's lambing it. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
And she's on, Tony's trying to get a hold of her, and she's saying, my patients are suicidal.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Yep, I got you. That's a
season
big...
Season two, maybe?
Season two, I believe. Yep, Melfi and Soprano. It's funny. Yeah, okay, I didn't know initially which one. Look, there's many scenes between those two, obviously. Let's talk to John at Plymouth Meeting. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Always great talking to you. And I just want to tell you, I know it comes up as John, but my family and friends call me JT. So if you guys want to call me JT.
JT, did you say? With a T?
JT, John Paul.
Gotcha,
John
buddy.
Paul, everybody calls me JT.
Oh, JP or T? Sorry.
T as in Paul.
Gotcha.
So I called up Friday, and I was all about get rid of Sirianni. I'm still not on board yet, but I do find hope. I think Eagles did a great job. You know, the defense, man, God bless them. You know, no touchdowns in two games.
Yeah.
I'm not on board yet, but I find hope. I find hope that
See, Brandon's laughing. I'm with you, JP. Honestly, that's where I am. I wouldn't say I'm on board, but I'd say I find hope. I agree with that.
Because you, I mean, honest to God, BG, you guys didn't respect on Sunday. You guys beat up on a bad team, but that's a bad team. Like, you guys did a great job, but let's see if you can keep it going. You keep it going. I'm on board. I believe green.
You missed the boat already. we gone. We left. We on a cruise. We already gone.
That's awesome. You guys were talking about malls earlier and like dead ones, like Willow Grove. Well, I'm from Plymouth Meeting, and when I was growing up, the Plymouth Meeting Mall used to be awesome. I would like go there, hang out in high school, and now there's like nothing.
You
there.
Hung
there's
out like, at the mall like you'd actually
oh, not
like.
Really? No, I didn't hang. If I had to go to the mall, I would just get something. I would go, but I would make like a couple.
I
hours
hung out at the mall. Like I'm talking.
Heck yeah! Feel them on that,
right,
Brandon?
This was like early '90s, now. Late '80s.
Yeah, early,
that
early,
was
early
what
mid-90s.
You did.
I would go to the
on
mall
the 100%.
For a reason, but I would make a thing out of it, like make a couple 2-3 hours out of it.
Yeah,
I get it.
All right, JP, give me the best scene with a doctor.
Robin Williams, Patch Adams, when he's explaining like what a doctor does and what his ranch does and how they help people physically and mentally. That whole scene right there. Once you said what a doctor, that's the first thing I thought of, Patch Adams.
You got it, my man. Appreciate the call,
answer.
JP. All right, good stuff. Yeah, Brandon, we were talking earlier about the mall.
Yeah.
Like with Amazon and all, I don't know if the mall exists in 20 years.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it was something that closed back in Detroit. So it's like, dang, places that you've grown up walking around, people watching,
yep.
I mean, buy a thing or two, mm-hmm. and then go to the food court, eat, mm-hmm. and then mom come pick you up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It makes me sad, though. It feels like the mall's like where I grew up. It's now like some of those stores, it's like they just have like tables inside.
Yeah.
Like they got there's the gate that's halfway up. They got just like tables in there. It's like a yard sale
mm-hmm.
in the mall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or they're seasonal
like
stores.
The
like
store. Yeah, the seasonal
like Halloween,
stuff.
Like yes. Halloween
oh,
stores. Like
that used to
uniforms.
Be, that used to be KB Toys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now it's like the Christmas spirit or something.
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come
it's
on.
Like
Halloween adventure.
Like they're renting
it's
space
so
in there for a second just to make it look good.
Right. I know.
To keep somebody in there.
It breaks my
it's sad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like my childhood soul, like I once saw it, it now feels incomplete.
Look,
like it's
still,
cracked and
it's still a thing
festering.
In December, but January through November.
You're taking this really hard, man.
Well,
it
James,
tough.
It's like the newspaper.
I
it's like,
get it, but like Richie's like, it's like his world
mall.
Is ending.
The mall,
well, yeah.
man. I want malls to persist.
yes. Like King of Prussia doing something right now.
They are. And I'm there every week,
sure
man.
Yeah.
I go there. I walk around. Yep. I love it. I take it in. I drink it down.
I'm
and
right with you.
I want my children to love it, and I don't know if they do.
Are you a mall walker?
I Absolutely.
Oh,
am.
No. You're too young for that. You're too young for that.
I might be. I'm 50. I think that qualifies to be old enough to be a mall walker.
A-R-P. John Ritchie.
You the one in there got sitting on the benches.
Do you put your Nikes? Nice.
Yep.
Do you put
it
your
is nice. Nice.
They be having the little massage chairs in there.
Oh, yeah, that's a great stuff. Break.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and sometimes you can score a massage chair even without putting money in. Like, people get up early. Oh, what a
Do you put your Nike Monarchs on and walk around? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. All right, Brandon, so the Sixers start tomorrow night. Have you ever met Paul? I'm wondering if there's a PG-BG relationship. Have you ever met Paul George?
You know what? I got introduced through text. Never met him in person yet, but I'm for sure when I see him, it's going to be all love when we see each other.
Now, do you embrace the PG thing? Like, you have the G market it. Like, you're BG.
Oh, yeah.
Do you sign off on PG? Or, like, where do you stand on that?
Hey, I like it, man. He got his own identity. He and hopefully for Philly. He bring in the championship.
I'm hoping that's the biggest thing.
Everybody going to be saying, PG, PG.
If Are you suggesting that Brandon block usage of a G?
Well, here's what I'm suggesting. Like, I will say this.
What are you saying,
I'm saying, I don't know who the first was, but about 15 years ago, this became a thing. And now there's like 25. There's CP3. There's RG3. Mm-hmm. BG, I consider you the godfather. So you're in. You get grandfathered in as the godfather.
Well, I mean, there's AI we did it with.
Yeah, but that's not the G thing, yes, but AI. It's
you
just
said CP3. That's not a G thing either.
Yeah, no, but that's the three. But that's the three thing. Like,
and are we talking about
three
thing? Thing? Are we talking
no, about but I'm just saying one begets the net. All right, here, what's my point? My
what
point
is your point?
I was waiting for you to get there. I'm wondering right
my
now.
My point is, let's listen to KG.
Ah.
Kevin Garnett.
What a pro.
All right, Brandon, have you heard what Kevin Garnett
segue,
said about Joel Embiid? Have you heard this yet?
Uh-uh.
All right, here we go. Kevin Garnett, John, is wound up.
Always.
About Joel Embiid, who we all know, he ain't playing 82 games. He's probably not going to play 65 games. And Kevin Garnett had a lot to say about it. Here's KG on a recent show.
What do you think is a good number of games he played?
82 games, man. This is what the job calls for. You're not practicing. You're not even playing a whole you don't play in the summer.
Right.
I can see if you playing in the summer, you're on the playground, you went to the Olympics, then it's training camp. Y'all do 30 days of tour days. Okay, that's when you get rest. Man, I don't want to hear this, man. I don't want to hear none of this. Can sit out a back-to-backs? Bro, hey, listen, we done with that comparison of the era. We're going to respect this era and what it does, and that's it.
I think he deserves to be called KG.
I do too.
He deserves the G. He gets the G.
He might have been a G before you were.
Can I tell you something
Brandon.
Funny, though? I just
what?
Pulled
Man.
It up. After his age 28 season,
okay.
He never played 82 again. It didn't come that
what
close.
What was he near?
76 was most be down to 71, 57, 69, 71, 60, 68, 54, 47. So
okay.
KG talking, I mean, just saying, you know.
He also like, went to around the age 40.
He did, but
he
my point is from age 28, he was, you know, he had 82, 81, 81, 81 early on, 82, and then...
That's a lot.
He had a lot. His first, like, 8-9 years, he played almost every game, most of them.
Okay,
but
right.
Then after that, like, the next 11 years, he didn't.
All right.
So I'm just throwing that out there.
Fair enough.
You know what? He got that money. That's what happened.
You're right, BG. Nailed it.
You know what he also
and
got?
He also has a ring.
He got a ring in year 14.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Which was, you know, deep into his career, and it was... And he got a ring. More from Kevin Garnett on Joel Embiid.
I think that's going to hurt Philly.
That's going to hurt Philly from a, not even that, but bro,
from a seeding perspective. Like,
it's random. One night I got Pete, next night I ain't got him.
You might have to put, they might put themselves in the position to where they play Boston in the first round.
Bro, the league that might not be good. Bro, this is all over the place. Real and ain't nobody saying nothing.
All right, that's Kevin Garnett, a little bit of Paul Pierce in there as well.
The last point, lots of people are saying things. We talk about it all the time. You
yeah,
know what I
mean? but I will say this. We as a show here and as a station, I mean, Brandon, to your credit as a team, you guys have been such the focal point, and the Phillies to a certain extent as well recently. The Sixers haven't been discussed.
I'm talking national basketball coverage.
Oh,
it's talked about all the time.
People talk
about this.
Of course.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.